My name's Christian, and I'm just here on part of the Browns. I brought some of my teammates with me, and we just want to make sure we give back to all the troops overseas, and we help you guys do it too, because it is so important to give back and show our appreciation for what they're doing over to help us and keep us safe over here.
On Tuesday, the Browns celebrated Veterans Day with over 100 fourth grade students and 30 active members of the USO of Northern Ohio at the Brook Park Memorial Elementary School. During the visit, Browns players took part in writing thank you cards that would be included in care packages to be sent to local military personnel serving our country overseas.
And I can't even really put it into words how much it means to us. Like I said earlier, I've done 6 deployments myself, and there's a lot of times we don't get these packages. We don't hear from our family or our friends. So for these young kids to come out and actually give us these letters, it really means a lot.
We every year recognize Veterans Day here. We usually have a music program, but this year we've had the opportunity for this special event with the Browns and the military personnel. They know what an impact they can have for the people that are fighting for all the freedoms of our country. So they're going to do a great job on these cards and know that and imagine that whoever reads them, it will be important to.
Browns fans, I'm now joined by tight end Jordan Cameron. Jordan, you're here today at Brook Park Memorial, giving back to the servicemen and women that serve our country. How important is it going to be for them when they receive these care packages and see the letters from these young kids and yourself and teammates?
I think it's very important. I think for them to know that we're thinking about them and just a little pick-me-up during the holidays, especially this time of the year with Veterans Day being yesterday, I think it's very important that we do this and to show our support and how much we appreciate the sacrifices they make on a daily basis.
Jordan, the team is back from the bye week. How was the energy out on the field yesterday as you and your teammates returned to practice?
I think guys are excited. I think we got a good thing going. We just got to keep it rolling, and that's the main thing is just get better from the last weeks and kind of build on the momentum we have now. And I think we'll do a good job of that. We got a tough opponent coming up ahead in Cincinnati, so we'll have a good week of preparation and really get after them.
Let's talk about that week of preparation because you guys are going to enjoy today, but it's back to work tomorrow. But how excited are you guys to get back out there during this work week? Because as you see this AFC North division start to take shape.
It's very exciting, and we got a good head start on Cincinnati. You know, we had a couple practices last week where we got a jump start on the preparation, and I think the more you can get, the merrier, because we really need to get this focus, and really these next two games are division games, so we really need to just kind of step on a little bit and really be, they call it laser focus. Coach Chud always talks about it, and I think it's very important to have that, and I think we'll be all right. I think we have a young team. We keep hearing about that. And I think our focus has been good. And I think it's continued to get better.